Yo, today's QOD is we have to raise kids with positive beliefs. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Shelly Lefko on the show today, and she's going to talk about how to raise confident, self-reliant, intelligent, independent, successful children. We have to remember that your thoughts become your feelings, and your feelings become your actions. One drives another and it drives another. Remember, your thoughts really come down to what you believe to be true about the world and about yourself. So I'm not a parent, but if I was a parent, I would be very vigilant and careful about the beliefs that I passed on to my children, knowing that those beliefs give rise to those thoughts, that give rise to those feelings, that give rise to those actions. If we want our children to perform better actions, to behave like confident, amazing human beings, it is all grounded in their belief systems, especially when it comes to themselves. Shelly Lefko coming up after these words.
I'm going to tell you about Betty and Bobby. Betty has the beliefs, I'm not good enough, I'm not important, and mistakes and failures are bad. Bobby does not have any of these beliefs. He has the beliefs, I am good enough, and I am important, and mistakes and failures are learning opportunities. Which one of them is likely to be more successful? Likely to have better relationships, likely to be happier. So call it out. 1, 2, 3. Bobby, obviously, right? So what is it that determines how our children's lives turn out? How our lives turn out? How our kids' lives turn out? So what is it that's going to determine whether your child grows up to be confident, successful, self-reliant, contributing human being, or they grow up to struggle, to be depressed, to be dependent on others? Now, most people would think, well, it's grades. It's the school they went to. It's discipline or a strong work ethic. Now, I'm not saying that all these things are not important, but as you could see with Betty and Bobby, ultimately, it is their beliefs that will totally determine how their lives turn out. So if your child grows up with the beliefs, I'm not lovable, I'm not capable, I'm inadequate, how is that going to impact their lives? So you could see that beliefs are at the heart and the core of our children's well-being, underlying basically every problem that we have are the beliefs that cause them. So where do we get these beliefs from? Where do they come from? I'm glad you asked. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question. When you come home, so first of all, babies, children, come into this world as little balls of consciousness, and they don't know anything about themselves, life, or people, right? They just don't know anything. So they look at us, their parents, the significant adults in their lives, and they begin to figure it out. Now, how do they figure it out? Well, when you walk in at the end of the day, what does your 3 or 4-year-old do when they see you? Run, right? Somebody said run. Every client in the world, I have clients, because I work on Zoom, I have clients in Uganda. And when I ask that question, they say they run to me. And what do they want? Hugs. So the first thing they want is affection, right? Then what do they want? Attention, exactly. Then the third thing they want, acknowledgement. Mommy, they want you to acknowledge them. So here's the thing. You walk in the house and they run to you and they go, Mommy, Mommy, Daddy. And they want you to pick them up and hold them. And then they say, Mommy, Daddy, play with me, read to me, be with me, watch me, right? Am I lying? No. Then they want you to say, look, I can do a cartwheel. And they want you to say, wow, look what you did. And depending on what you say or don't say, they form beliefs. Now, what is the one word question every child asks all day long? Why? Right? I ask people who don't even have kids and they know that. Why? So why am I not getting hugs and kisses? Oh, I guess I'm not lovable. Why am I not getting attention? And they conclude, well, I guess I'm not important. Well, why can't I live up to Mommy and Daddy's expectations? Well, I guess I'm not good enough. And this is how all our beliefs get formed. You with me? Awesome. So children want affection, attention, and acknowledgement, right? So if that's true, what is the number one job we have as parents? I'll tell you in a minute. So if we want, in order to become an adult without limits, we have to raise kids with positive beliefs. So your number one job as a parent is to be the belief shaper. Your number one job. Now, this is the most important thing I'm going to say in my talk, so you can write this down. Your number one job is to parent in a way that has your child conclude positive beliefs about themselves and life. So I'm going to repeat that. Your number one job is to parent your children so that they conclude positive beliefs about themselves and life, period. Now, if you're sitting here and you're saying to yourself, oh God, my child has that belief already, or you have a teenager, all beliefs can be reversed. I promise. It's what I do all day long. So not to worry. If you listen, I will tell you how. Okay? Okay? Okay, good. Thank you. So we're going to talk about, I'm going to share with you the 5 most common beliefs. The 5 most common beliefs that could stand in the way of your child having a successful, joyful life. Sound good? Anybody want to know what the 5 beliefs are? Okay, let's go. So, belief number one, the most common belief that people have is, I'm not good enough. Okay, most common belief. If your child ends up with the belief, I'm not good enough, are they going to think that anything's possible, or are they going to be filled with self-doubt? Self-doubt, right? So the antidote is to have realistic expectations for your children. Now, let me give you an example. Has anybody ever seen a 5-year-old who wants to sit still in a restaurant? No, right? I mean, 5-year-olds don't want to sit still in restaurants. But do we say to them, honey, I know you're 5 years old and you're full of energy and you want to run around, but you can't. It disturbs people. Let's play a game at the table. How many times have you heard that in a restaurant? No. No, this is what you hear. Get over here right now. Sit down. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? I must not be good enough. Okay, here's a story. My client Hannah shouted, "How did this bird poop get all over the living room carpet?" Hannah used to complain all the time about having to clean out the bird cage. So one day, 8-year-old Susie says to herself, "I'm going to surprise mommy and clean out the bird cage." So she runs home from school, cleans out the bird cage, takes the bag, puts it on the cocktail table, and goes to her room to play. Nelson, the family golden retriever, gets the bag and sprays it all over the carpet. Hannah walks in the house, sees the bird poop, and screams, "Susie, what happened? What did you do?" And Susie's little face just deflated. And Hannah said to me, "Shelley, was I wrong to yell at her?" And I said, "I want to ask you a question. Did you ever meet an 8-year-old who thinks like this? I'm going to surprise mommy. If I put this bird poop on the cocktail table, the dog's like, no, they're out to lunch, gone with the wind. I'm going to surprise mommy, boo, next." So what would Susie say if she got screamed at for trying to surprise her mom? "I'm not good enough." So here's a skill to keep your children from having that belief. Validate feelings. Most important skill you'll ever learn as a parent. Give information and listen, everybody. Don't criticize. Okay? So here's what, and we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. I promise you, I made mistakes. You'll make mistakes. Trust me. But this is what we're shooting for. Okay? This is the ideal. So Hannah could have said to Susie, "Susie, you wanted to surprise me. You hear me complain all the time about the birdcage. I'm so touched, sweetheart." So it looks like we had a good learning opportunity here. What'd you learn? You got to think ahead. You got to stop and think for a minute because, you know, Nelson's here. Maybe you should have thrown it right in the garbage. Let's put on some music and vacuum. Yes, yes? Awesome. So if your child has the belief, "I am good enough," they will feel free to make mistakes and not beat themselves up. They can be their authentic selves and not feel like they have to do anything to be good enough, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. They just are. All right? Take a deep breath. 4 more to go.
That was Shelley Lefko. Her website is lefko.com. You can watch today's incredible talk on YouTube. It is called "How Children Become Adults Without Limits," Shelley Lefko. All right, my friend, follow me on that Instagram at Sean Croxton. Pick up your little by little tees and hats and beanies and hoodies and all kind of cool stuff over in the merch store at QODmerch.com. Also, check out today's episode of Mindset Coach, my solo podcast on your preferred podcasting player. I'll see you later. Have a good day. Peace.